Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a lecturer and author and vicar of the provincial of the Chicago province. His preaching is entitled, God is Here Now.
A reading from the first book of Samuel. During the time young Samuel was minister to the Lord under Eli, a revelation of the Lord was uncommon and vision infrequent. One day Eli was asleep in his usual place. His eyes had lately grown so weak that he could not see. The lamp of God was not yet extinguished, and Samuel was sleeping in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. The Lord called to Samuel, who answered, Here I am. Samuel ran to Eli and said, Here I am, you called me. I did not call you, Eli said. Go back to sleep. So he went back to sleep. Again the Lord called Samuel, who rose and went to Eli. Here I am, he said. You called me. But Eli answered, I did not call you, my son. Go back to sleep. At that time, Samuel was not familiar with the Lord, because the Lord had not revealed anything to him as yet. The Lord called Samuel again for the third time. Getting up and going to Eli, he said, Here I am. You called me. Then Eli understood that the Lord was calling the youth. So Eli said to Samuel, Go to sleep, and if you are called, reply, Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. When Samuel went to sleep in his place, the Lord came and revealed his presence, calling out as before, Samuel, Samuel. Samuel answered, Speak, for your servant is listening. The word of the Lord. I've chosen, as we move back into ordinary time, this first week of ordinary time, to take the first reading for this Wednesday from the book of Samuel, the first book of Samuel in the Old Testament, because it's a very moving and touching story of which it's important for us to be aware. It has lessons to teach us. The story of the call of Samuel, which helps us reflect upon the sense of call in our own lives. The first thing of which we can be aware is that God is present in our lives. God is present. We may not always recognize that. We may not always be attentive to it. We may not always have that peace of mind or inner quiet in order to have that sense to hear the Lord, to sense the Lord, that God is here, that God is present, that God is presence. Another thing we learn is that we often expect to find God in dramatic or extraordinary ways. We picture how God might have spoken to the prophets of old, or how he might have called the apostles. We are now, however, in ordinary time, and therefore should be aware that God comes to us, speaks to us, is present with us in very ordinary ways. We need not look for something dramatic. Oh, yes, sometimes God may be present to us, make us aware of his presence in some extraordinary way. But God acts in our lives constantly. God acts in our lives in ways beyond our knowledge and beyond our control. And what we need to do at times is to just become aware of God's presence. It's never a case that God is not here. God is here now. God is present in the here and now. We need not go searching for God as such. We simply need to stand back, quiet ourselves, be, and become aware. Yes, Lord, you are here. In this story of Samuel, God is calling Samuel. Samuel is young yet and not aware of how best to discern God's presence, God's action, God's call, or ways in which God might be guiding him. God's presence can be subtle, and we need to learn to be attuned to it. So Samuel misinterprets what he hears. He thinks it's the prophet Eli who is calling him. But it takes three times before Eli realizes that it is the Lord who is calling. God is present. God does call us. God desires deep union with us. God offers guidance for us. God is here now. And yet we need to listen carefully and to recognize that God can be present in the small things, in just an ordinary happening today, in an encounter with a friend or someone whom we meet. God longs to be with us and to speak to us. When we take the time and become aware, our only response needs to be the response of Samuel. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Here I am, Lord. Take me. Here we are, Lord. What do we need to hear? Know. Do. So this touching story of a young man learning to discern God's voice is somewhat symbolic and representative of all of us at what age, at whatever time. We too need to learn to discern the ways of God and the ways in which God is present in the here and now. And then all we need do is say, speak, Lord. Your servant is here also now. The difficulty is not that God is not here now, but that often we are not here now. But when we take the time and allow ourselves in a mindful way to be present in the present moment, then we too might hear God's voice or discern a subtle way in which God is providing guidance. And then, like the young Samuel, we begin to learn the ways of the Lord, and we too learn how best to follow.